over some things. Okay. We're talking about Rabbi Yitzchak Bender. Why? So we're talking about this time between the after the First World War, between the whites and the Bolsheviks and the Reds, and the communists were fighting, and Jews, of course, were murdered all over the place. There was the pogroms and everything, and Oblivitzer was almost murdered, his whole family, with his wife and with his father-in-law and mother-in-law, and all the family almost were murdered, but Baruch Hashem at the last moment. And then, for some reason, so then they had protection. That family wasn't good. But they saw the situation getting very bad. They said they decided to run away. So they went to the train station, and then a few soldiers were there. They decided they want to kill Levi Yitzchak. And suddenly their commander came. No! They have protection. They saved them. And then once he left that area of where he had protection, other murderers came, wanted to kill him, and he started screaming. He had a very strong voice. And the immediately commander came and said, "No, him, you don't kill him, you don't kill." That was Shemayim, the crazy miracle. So they got onto the train, and he was running around and he saw these groups on the train which were murderers, they're murdering people. There was a crazy chaos going on. He's running from car to car, running away from them, and then he sees a pile of hay, and he shoves himself into the pile of hay. Yeah, and that's how he saved himself. When he reached the place, the guy in charge of the tickets, he knew that Levi was there. He told him, now, go out, run out. And he jumped out of the window. It's a movie. It's much like a horror movie. That's what he went through. And then I started running after him. He's running towards Teplik, the city of Teplik, until he ran for 7 kilometers straight. Ran. It's a long 7 kilometers. Is maybe 5 miles. It's far. Okay, more than five. No, it's. Less than 5 miles, 4 miles maybe. He ran, Kitsu. Got 4 miles. And he ran, again, until he saw the city Teplik. When he went there, he ran into the house of Al Teplik, who he wrote the Ishtab Tanefesh, Meshivat Nefesh, about the Teplik. Yeah? And when he saw that, he almost dying, and he couldn't even see anymore from so much, he ran like a maniac, yeah? She understood what's going on, immediately she gave him some food and everything. She gave him, she had in the kitchen exactly lungs of a cow, which I guess is very good for the eyes or something, I don't know. Not to eat it. The smell from it even gave him life. Yeah, and then she found him a place to stay until they leave, so the crazy people.
So, there was in the kitchen.
The wife of a battle of Teplik. A few weeks before Rabbi Yitzchak reached Teplik, there was a horrible Asan disaster. Rabbi Alter, his name was Moshe Yeshua, I don't know why they call him Rabbi Alter. He was murdered by murderers. Yeah. I didn't know you died. I didn't know he was murdered. He had a Sefer Torah. He was remember writing a Sefer Torah. They came in and he asked, "Give us all your money." He said, "I don't have any money. I'm very poor." Of course, they killed him immediately. Yeah. Kitzah. When he got to calm down in Teplik, he brought his family over to Teplik.
Wow, it's a crazy time.
Okay, I have to finish with the happy thing. That Shvat, this month is Shvat, and Yom Rabbi is Chodesh Shvat. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat.
My wife was born, no Shvat.
Oh, so that's the first happy thing. It's your happy thing and our happy thing, because you're happy because of your wife, so we're all happy. So and also that Shvat is Rashi Tevot, over Shnishma Besorot Tovot, we should hear good news. So Rashi in this month will be Nisim and Niflaot.